DW
ពជាបរតនៅក្នុងស្រុកគ្រប់មជ្ឈដ្ឋានគេបានយល់ច្បាស់ហើយ
People of all classes in the country understand very well the goal of this Cambodian National Rescue Movement. One day we will decide to tell the people to stand up, and they will stand up.
Sam Rainsy speaks before an audience of about 200 Cambodian expats on a rainy day in Marne-la-Vallée on the outskirts of Paris. The charismatic former leader of Cambodia's opposition lives in self-imposed exile in France, and he's just launched a new political movement with the support of the German Social Democratic and Liberal Democratic parties. This new movement has a very clear goal.
The main goal is to liberate all political prisoners, starting with the president of the CNRP, Mr. Kem Sokha, who is in jail. Prime Minister Hun Sen is afraid of real elections. That's why he abolished our party. This, in fact, is a sign of weakness. He doesn't dare face his opponents in a free and democratic vote.
Prime Minister Hun Sen came to power in the mid-1980s in the aftermath of the Khmer Rouge regime. A few years later, in 1993, Cambodia held its first free election under the supervision of the United Nations. But critics say the process of democratization has been hampered by Hun Sen from the very beginning. Human rights groups have described him as a dictator who has sought to eliminate political opponents and maintain his grip on power through violence and intimidation. During a recent crackdown, journalists were arrested, newspapers shut down, and activists threatened. Kem Sokha, the president of the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party, was jailed in September, accused of plotting a coup, charges which he says were politically motivated. Then, in November, things escalated. On that particular Thursday morning, the Supreme Court dissolved the CNRP at the request of Hun Sen's government. The leaders were said to be guilty of conspiracy. Protesting against this decision was impossible, as police officers and soldiers had cordoned off an area of 1 square kilometer around the courthouse. By late afternoon, the decision was made. The Cambodia National Rescue Party had been officially abolished. And so the ruling Cambodian People's Party, the CPP, eliminated its only viable opposition ahead of the next general election in July. The CNRP was founded in 2012 by Sam Rainsy and Kem Sokha. They won a significant number of seats during the 2013 national election, and several CNRP members came to power in local elections last June. One of them is Tat Chavut. She lives in the village of Araiksat, around 50 minutes by boat from Phnom Penh. The government has ordered CNRP politicians to step down or defect to the CPP, but Tat Chavut doesn't plan to go anywhere.
I'm not intimidated. There were enough people who voted for me. Let them be angry on my behalf.
The people I speak to in this small town say they plan to keep supporting their leader, but some seem more committed than others.
She can't just go to CPP. That would be dishonest to the people. She has no choice but to leave.
I don't really care about politics. The most important thing for me is to have food in my stomach. I live day to day and sell my stuff here.
There is another reason why Cambodians will not protest so easily. They are afraid. I am in Takeo in Cambodian southwest with Pauk Se, an 80-year-old woman. She's the mother of Kem Lay, a political journalist who was shot and killed in 2016.
When I heard the news, I did nothing. I was too shocked.
Every day she sits next to her son's grave. There are huge portraits of him and even a statue, but also a painting and pictures taken just after the killing. You see his body covered in blood.
I still don't understand why they killed him like that.
Officially, Kem Lay was murdered over a debt. The shooter is behind bars. But was this a political murder? Kem Ritisit, younger brother and companion of the journalist, doesn't give a clear answer.
I cannot say which specific party killed him, but the public knows who was holding the gun. It was the government.
And then a representative of the government walks towards us. Pak Sambo has been a village chief for 20 years and he is related to Kem Lay.
We grew up together. We went to school together. We worked in the rice fields. I feel sorrow for the loss of Mr. Kem Lay.
This village chief belongs to CPP, the prime minister's ruling party. He won't accuse his own party of murder, but admits the government didn't make enough of an effort to find the real motive behind the killing.
I don't believe that the government was not able to find the real killer.
I talked to people at the Takeo marketplace and I realized the murder of Kem Lay was a turning point.
The government lost a lot of dignity and credit because of Mr. Kem Lay's killing.
Talking about politics is difficult, but I do hear the word change very often.
The rich quickly become richer and richer, but the poor are getting poorer and poorer.
It's time to wake up and fight.
Further to the south lies Kampot, where Australian expert Julian Paulson organizes a literature festival each year. He says he's concerned about the government's crackdown on freedom of speech.
We're certainly well aware of big changes here. Cambodia's losing its independent voices, and when the dialogue stops, everything socially becomes more restricted and complex and difficult. And we've also felt the pressure of the media crackdown here.
Back in Paris, Sam Rainsy is about to finish his speech.
Thank you all. Let Hun Sen live his destiny. He is playing a personal game because he clings to power. He will go on killing people and destroying his own country. He is selling big parts of Cambodia's territory and its natural resources. If you go on like this, Hun Sen, you will soon be finished. I, Sam Rainsy, am ready to lead this movement to save the country.
Can these exiled politicians actually change their country from a distance? France, and by extension the European Union, does have the power to put Hun Sen under pressure, says André Gattolin, a French politician and member of President Emmanuel Macron's République en Marche party.
Cambodia, Laos and a certain number of other less developed countries are benefiting from the Everything But Arms agreement. This means they can export all products except weapons, in Cambodia's case it's mostly textiles, to the European market without restrictions and without extra taxes. We must suspend this system, not in order to harm the Cambodian people, but in order to harm those in the inner circle of Prime Minister Hun Sen, who are benefiting from, or should I say abusing, this economic system.
But will Hun Sen be intimidated by economic sanctions? China is currently investing billions of dollars in Cambodia without asking questions about human rights. Sam Rainsy is firm on this issue.
It's not China or Russia that gives a country democratic legitimacy. Only democratic countries can do that, like the European Union or the United States. The free world should make Hun Sen understand that elections without an opposition party are not legitimate. In politics, you don't predict the future, you create it.
For DW, I am Chris Janssens.
DW